It's time for another What's Next. It's one of those little mini ones that we do that we say are going to be mini and then become another 90 minutes, but it's a bit of a sweep up job. This one's not going to be 90 minutes because Paul has got something to go to, so we can at least guarantee this will not be stupidly long, which is something at least to start with. I've got Rory Smith with me as well. So before we start moving on to a lot of what's next, and the idea of sort of 2021 and beyond, there's a few little bits that I want to go through, but also there's been some, for the first time, I'd say plausible real-world noises around all of this, up to and including the fact that Germany may well have a game of association football lined up for May the 16th at this stage. And Rory, what I've actually been pleased about, and there are lots of reasons, and even though I still disagree with him on this and on practically everything, I am pleased Christian Perslow has got himself on the record. I don't want to just point and laugh. The reason why is it's actually very important that people do start speaking on the record, and both Paul Barber and Christian Perslow have done that this week. And so I think we've got to try to sort of resist the urge just to point and laugh at what they're saying and instead engage with it on its own merits.
Yeah, I think it's part of the problem until this week was that you had this situation where the Premier League were having these meetings and the statements they were putting out kind of abided by collective responsibility almost, so that they were saying this is our position, this is what we've agreed on, and then almost immediately you get these dissenting voices coming out saying, well, what about this, what about this, what about that? And because they were private, anonymized dissenting voices, it kind of gave them a position where they were just, these subjects were just kind of in the ether, and no one was really prepared to put their names to them, and no one was really sure where they came from or what they were about. And you couldn't interrogate those voices about why they were saying that. Barber's been pretty consistent throughout the whole thing. He's been on the record reasonably frequently from the start. Scott, yeah. Duxbury at Watford spoken a bit on the record as well. It's the first time, I think, the last couple of days that Perslow has gone out and come out publicly and said, this is what we think. And I think you're right. I think you have to kind of engage with their arguments. You assume that their arguments in good faith, that is what they genuinely believe. There's no point assuming they're not good faith.
Barber's arguments. Also said he's arguing for the interests of Brighton and Hove Albion, which is, again, perfectly fine. And it's a way to at least articulate this, to say, well, my job is to say what I think is best for Brighton and Hove Albion. It's not necessarily to say what's best full stop, but I do think this would be better, is the way he's phrased things.
Yeah, although I do slightly disagree with him on that. I don't know if their job now, as the representatives of the 20 members of the Premier League, yeah, is just to say this is what my club wants, because what is Peter Moore's job just to sit there and say, well, look, I just relegate whoever you like. All I care about is that you give Liverpool the title. Is,
yeah,
Ferran Soriano's job to say, look, how does this affect Manchester City's CAS hearing? Like, I think their job has to be bigger than that. I think there has to be an element of kind of unified thought about how they can do what they need to do so that this thing has the least worst impact on as many different clubs as possible. And that they are right that there will be winners and losers, and that whatever you do, there'll be winners and losers. But I think going into it exclusively thinking my job is to protect the interests of my business misses a fairly fundamental point, which is that the interests of all of their businesses are in the strength of English football as a whole.